880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida, welcome to another edition of Freed on Business, and we've got a terrific show today. We're going to start off the new year talking to Andy Skradic, and I'm sure that I mispronounced that, and he'll rake me over the coals later about it. We're going to talk to Andy. He's a CFP. We're going to talk to him about what to do in the new year about your finances. Then we're going to have our executive health and wellness segment. We're going to have Penny Schaefer, market president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, answering your email questions and some of the other questions we get on a regular basis. We're also going to have Dr. Victor Franks, and Dr. Franks and I are going to discuss, again, how to address those big pounds you put on over the holiday season and get rid of them in a healthful way, just the way I lost my 40 pounds last year. And then we're going to have Javier Morales, president and CEO of Associates in Business, and he's going to talk about all the neat tricks that they're putting up on our website, and we'll talk about some of the things that they can do for you, too. As always, you can contact us by calling 305-541-2350. You can email me at jim@freedonbusiness.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Freed on Business at www.facebook.com/freedonbusiness, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jim Freed. We've got some of our favorite Twitter people here in the studio live practicing up for episode 150, which is going to happen at the end of February. We're going to have a Twitter bonanza, social media up all over the place. So you're going to want to make sure you hit that. And now we've got our first segment. We're going to do the listener emails. And
now, where you been, baby? You've got mail.
Matt Gold is joining us. Matty, welcome back, buddy.
I love being here. Thank you very
All
much.
All right. Gives a fist bump to Juan. Juan, thank you so much, man.
All right. Well, we got Donald from Boca Raton.
Hey, Donald. What's happening? Thanks for tuning in.
I've been unemployed for months. Finally got a job offer in Texas.
Hey, good for you, man.
Can't sell my home, though, and I'm upside down. What should I do?
Well, that's a big problem, Don, and it's one that's dragging down most of the economic recovery in a lot of different places because, if jobs are in place A and your home is in place B, you're going to have a problem moving if you can't sell it. One of the things you might want to consider is renting it out. That might cover some costs, but really the other thing is not necessarily a really good positive thing for you, the economy, or your credit, and that would be a short sale or some type of strategic default, depending on what's going on. Now, did he say he was upside down, Matt?
That's what he said.
Well, if he's upside down and it's a short sale or a strategic default, but I don't really like the strategic default. It's bad for America. Short sale, that ain't too good either. Donald, I really don't know what to tell you. I think you got to put your house up on the market and try to rent it and mitigate the loss that way until the market comes back. But thanks for writing in. Thanks for listening in on the Internet. Be well. What's up next, Matty?
We got Steven down in Miami.
Hey, Steven, what's up?
My small business is fine now, but I ran up my credit cards keeping the business afloat to the tune of $500,000. I need to do something about that. What should I do? What could I do?
Well, first of all, I suggest you talk to a lawyer and evaluate your alternatives. There's all kinds of people out there. Some people say go to bankruptcy. Some people say just negotiate that one or two credit cards. But most people would be shocked to realize that there are people out there with $500,000 of credit card debt. You wonder, how do they get to that point? What they did was they ran their business off their credit card. People, you need to make sure you keep your business and personal credit lives separate. And if you have a problem, go straight to a lawyer. I don't know if you should go bankrupt, if you should negotiate your credit cards, or if you should go do something else, but please see a lawyer. Don't do it by yourself. Remember, you have a legal obligation to the credit cards, and we know they know how to make your life miserable if you don't treat them the right way. Now, what else you got for me, Matt? You got a couple of bummers there so far. What's going on here?
Let's turn it around. I think there's a positive one coming up here. We got John from Brickell.
All right. What's happening, John?
He actually did the right thing. He paid down all of his debt and he started saving. But now he wants to know, what should he do?
Well, all I can tell you, John, stick around, because in our next segment, we're going to have Andy Skoradic on. And I'm erratic when I say Skoradic, and I'm sure
sporadic.
I'm still... What?
Sporadic or
erratic? I'm erratic.
Erratic.
I'm erratic, but Andy's going to correct me.
Good.
I'm sure. So I can't tell you, John, because I'm not an expert, but I want to commend you for doing the right thing and paying down your bills and getting back to doing things the right way. Now, if only America could take you as an example and pay our debts as a country. Matt?
Barry in Miami.
Hey, what's up?
I'm looking to lease some cheaper space downtown. I don't need a lot of parking and rarely have visitors. What do you recommend?
Well, Barry, one of the things I would recommend is taking a look at the B or C class properties downtown that don't have a lot of parking, but do have great locations if you don't have a lot of visitors. Now, if you'll stay tuned next week, we're going to have Brian Gale. He's the principal for Taylor & Mathis, running the state of Florida for office leasing for them. And we'll ask him. I know Brian Brian was supposed to be on the show this week, and Barry, that probably drove your question. We'll save this one for Brian next week. Matt, what's the next?
We got George, and he's got a bunch of retail centers that he owns free and clear. Is now the right time to get a loan?
Yes, it is. And let me explain why. Right now, we've got interest rates at historically low levels. I don't really foresee Treasury being able to drive interest rates much lower than this. At the same time, eventually, it's going to have to catch up, and there'll be a recovery, and interest rates will increase, along with the value of all the properties. So if you've got a loan on your property now at today's historically low interest rates, it'll be fantastic down the road when you go to sell your property or get another loan, which you could then put on top of this loan, because you're going to want today's interest rates on your property for a real long time. Take advantage of what's going on right now, George, and give me a call if I can help at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Matt, what's next?
We got Stephanie from Hollywood.
All right, Stephanie, thanks
she
for listening.
She says, Jim, you're great. I also love...
Hold it. Say that again,
whoa,
Matt.
Wait, Jim. Jim, you're great.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
She said.
All right.
Wow.
Any
you got
exclamation
a fan.
Points there?
She does. She has got a couple here. Actually, three.
Excellent. I made three exclamation points.
Yeah, but then she goes on to tells us that she loves me. I don't understand.
Well, I do. Well, look, not really. Well, nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, she says she looked me up on Facebook. Wow. How can we get him more airtime, she's saying. Isn't that a girl after my own heart? I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get him some more time, Stephanie. I'll tell you what. For you, Stephanie, we're going to leave Matt's mic open all day. And if he's a good boy,
all right.
we're gonna get Matt playing on a show some more. What's next?
Steve in Parkland.
Oh, we got some guys from Parkland.
Yeah. How's it going on social media? What's up with the show 150?
Well, thanks for asking. Social media is going great. We've got some of our... social media folks here today checking out the show and tweeting us right now as they're at the show, and then we're going to start working with them a little bit more, and we're being followed by all kinds of Twitter people, but I got to just tell you a story, and this has nothing to do with business. Last night I was getting ready to watch the Heat game, and I was listening to the really relaxing music they play before the high-def station comes on.
Right.
And I was just cruising along. I never look at Twitter during the nighttime. And there was one of these, sports guys on Twitter. And he asked a question, and I responded, and he retweeted. I got really psyched. It was so much fun.
He actually retweeted what you said.
He retweeted what I said, not in, like, the Jim Fried business thing. It was just a sports thing, and I had such a good time.
That's awesome.
Anybody who's listening, Twitter's not just for business. You can have a lot of fun, too. And I can attest to that fact. I had a blast last night. So that's how social media is going on Twitter. And as far as how's our website going, we'll have Javier Morales on right after in the second half of the show. And we will talk about the website, some improvements, some new social media stuff we're doing. It's really, really cool. Lots of social media on the agenda. Maddie Moore.
Cheryl wrote in from Aventura.
Hey, Cheryl from Aventura. How you doing?
I know you are Mr. Blue Cross. How do I get in touch with them? I need to get new health insurance for my small business.
Okay, well, the way you get in touch with Blue Cross is you either call, click, or visit. You can call 800-876-2227. You can click bcbsfl.com, or you can visit them in person at one of their stores, either the one down by the falls or the one at Sawgrass. And listen in, and Penny will go over that stuff during her segment again, I'm sure. But if you need her, we've got her. Matt Moore.
Frank in Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, isn't that the quarterback for the Dolphins?
Frank?
No, Matt Moore.
Matt Moore. You're right.
I can't believe it. Go ahead, Matt.
I need to learn how to tweet better. How do I learn? I want to use it to build my business.
Well, one of the ways that I learned was I asked a bunch of friends. Another way I learned was I signed up for Twitter and watched what other people did. You can go online and Google it. Some of the friends that I have that are at the University of Florida actually have, they have a class up there that they make all of the people that are employed by the university go to so that they know how to do it. I think that there's a lot of things you need to consider. If you work for instance, a law firm or some other firm that's got a face to the public, you got to make sure that you're correct and in line with what your company is doing if you're representing that you're a member of the company. Lots of rules to follow. Make sure that you keep tuned in. Matt Moore.
Matt Moore again.
I know. I'm Mark, a Dolphins fan. What do you want from my
that's
life?
That's all right. And maybe we'll get a new coach soon. Mark from Miami. Saw you on your Twitter feed. You were at the new Marlins ballpark. How did you like that?
Oh, thanks for checking us out on our Twitter feed. And, yeah, you saw me take my picture and tweet it about the ballpark. I absolutely love the ballpark. And now they're turning on the lights at night, and they're opening the roof during the day. I got to tell you, I can see the ballpark during the day and at night. And when it's at night and you're on the east side, it looks like a big, fat jack-o'-lantern with a fantastic smile. It's going to be just absolutely terrific. I'm very excited. It's an interesting addition to the skyline, and people that I know from out of town are already asking me, what's that big thing just by the hospitals on the way into downtown? That's the new Marlins ballpark, the place where a lot of new positive energy is already coming out of. I can't wait to go. Matt, how about another question?
Peter from Boca Raton. Seems like the economy is recovering. Things seem better. What's your take?
Well, the economy's getting better, and I think that for now we can say that that's pretty much an overall comment that is true. There's some clouds on the horizon we need to be careful of. For instance, in Europe, Germany just had a negative fourth quarter. If they have another one, they'll be in recession. That's the strongest market in the EU. So there are some clouds on the horizon with one of our big trading partners. China is scaling back. That could also create some other issues. But in the long run, it looks like America's continuing to be the top economy in the world, and that should continue. So stay tuned, stay steady on your investments, and I'm sure Andy will have some feedback on that later on in the show.
Gary in Miami.
Hi, Gary.
He loved the segment with Zinn, the car guy. Will you have him on again?
Yeah, we're going to have Larry Zinn on again in February. We're working on that right now. Stay tuned.
Rachel in Miami, what's going on with healthcare reform? I love the segment with Penny from Blue Cross.
Well, what's going on with healthcare reform is that it's right now, there's a big case up at the Supreme Court, and as soon as that gets decided, and that's about forcing you to do things that you do or don't want to do, the government forcing you, we will know a little more. And we'll talk to Penny about that in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Hour. Hey, Matt, let's go to some word association.
Okay. Let's do that. How about GOP field?
Oh, wow. Mitt Romney and a bunch of also-rans is what it's appearing like. I just don't think that most of the people in the country know what they want to do. I'm just hoping that the GOP field will generate somebody that can offer us a real viable alternative to the current president and that we get a good economic bounce out of whoever gets elected. Matt, we're going to be right back after this short message, and Andy Skoradek is going to teach me how to say his name and teach everybody in our audience what to do with their finances in 2012 back after this.
I was in need of a healthcare support system, someone to help me take care of the important things that can slip through the cracks. I had questions about my family's health, treatment options for chronic conditions, and how much x-rays cost at different offices, among plenty of other things. I guess you could say I needed a pediatrician finding, healthy habit coaching, prescription cost saving expert. I found it at the Florida Blue Center, across from the Falls Shopping Center. They had a nurse right there. She talked with me about treatment options for my high blood pressure and helped me find a doctor who's close to my work. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my everything I never knew I needed in one place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back with our next segment, and we are with Andy Skoradic. Andy is the president of Strategic Wealth Management. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me. All right. It's actually Strategic Wealth Solutions.
Oh, gosh.
But that's okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm doing the best I can here. First of all, welcome to the show, and thanks for coming in and talking to our audience about the different financial planning stuff. You know, January is always the time for new beginnings, and we all make New Year's resolutions ranging from weight loss, that's me, to eating healthier, to getting back in touch with somebody that we were out of touch with a long time ago. However, you know, resolutions like this are important, but there's also things that are important, and that's reaching and setting and reaching your financial goals. Now is a perfect time to reevaluate somebody's personal finances and ask questions like, is your cash reserve enough to sustain your lifestyle if something goes wrong? Did you have a baby last year, a divorce? Does your will or designated beneficiary form need to be updated? You know, are you saving enough money for your retirement? And so, Andy, thanks again for joining us from Strategic Wealth Solutions. And can you tell us a little bit more about the services that you provide your clients that want to make good on their New Year's resolutions and save more money the right way?
Sure, Jim. You know, most people don't realize that most people fail on their New Year's resolutions, and that's because they don't have a coach. They don't have anyone there to hold them accountable for their actions. Let me be your coach.
I think that that's true. I think that people do need a coach. When I lost the 40 pounds, I couldn't do it on my own. I used Victor Franks, and I think
Absolutely.
You're 100% right that people need their coach. Now, what's your background, Andy?
I am a independent fee-only certified financial planner. I have about 15 years in the business, and I started my firm about 4 years ago, and we offer comprehensive the investment management and the financial planning services. And the success of my firm is not measured upon how I do, but it's measured upon how my clients reach their financial goals. That's what's most important to me.
Now, how do you work with somebody to set their financial goals, Andy?
Well, if you're talking about, like, now with the fact that we just had the holidays, people tend to be in more debt. So what we create is we create a cash flow, or the bad word that's used out there is a budget. That cash flow or budget will help people basically start to identify their spending habits and how we can help them make smarter financial decisions.
Yeah, it seems like it's really important for people to get out of debt. We had a couple of people email us when they saw you were going to be on the show, and it seemed to be weighing on their mind.
Now, absolutely.
Now, you talked a little bit, or we talked a little bit about updating your will or beneficiary designation forms periodically, I guess especially after a big life-changing event like getting an inheritance or selling a business or something like that. What do you recommend?
Well, the will is a document that most everyone should have because it dictates how your assets will be disposed upon your death. If you don't have a valid will, then the state is going to come in and say, this is how they should go. And most people probably don't want the state to tell them where their life savings should go. As for the beneficiary designation form, that's probably one of the most important forms to have because it will dictate how your retirement assets go, whether it's an IRA, whether it's the annuity, your life insurance, your 401k plan, which is most times people's largest asset. It's either their 401k or their life insurance. And if you don't update those forms on a regular basis, especially if you had some type of life-changing event, those assets could go to someone that you don't want to, maybe your ex-spouse Or maybe you have some type of life insurance that you purchased when you only had one child. But what if you have a second child down the road? That life insurance is only going to go to that first child.
Now, Andy, before we go any further, there's people out there that are already interested that want to get some more information from you. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, I can be reached. Well, I have two offices. I have one in Dade County and one in Broward County. The Dade County office number is 305-587-2286, and the Broward number is 954-603-5448. Or you can visit my website at www.strategicwealthsolutionsinc.com.
Now, Andy, we talked about some of the stuff about life-changing events and changing the will or designated beneficiary forms and stuff like that. But that's a life sort of like at the end. What about somebody who's got a young child? I know you have a young child.
Yes, we do.
What about somebody who wants to start saving for college, especially now that the Florida prepaid is, I think, started to get out of reach of many, many people?
It has. Basically, there are a lot of options for a parent and or a grandparent to save for the college expenses. Here in Florida, we have two plans. We have the prepaid tuition program, and we also have the investment option plan. You can also use a Roth IRA or even a taxable account. But the main advantage of using a 529 plan is the fact that it's tax-deferred growth and it's tax-free distributions if they're paid for the qualifying education expenses.
So just stop me for a second. I've got to stop. 529 plan, those are those prepaid college plans we were talking about.
Correct.
Okay.
And that you have until January 31st to purchase the plan for this year.
Okay. Now, we talked about that. Let's hit on 401ks. You talked about that sometimes where people's majority of their assets may be. What should the people that have a 401k be doing to maximize their savings? And is a 401k the best option?
For most people, it is, because very few companies now have a pension plan. Therefore, the 401k is the best option for the majority of Americans to save for their retirement. And unless you're self-employed, that's probably going to be the option that you can save the most money to.
Now, what if you are self-employed?
There are numerous plans. You could do a SEP IRA. You could do, there's KEO plans. There's the money purchase pension plans. There's a solo 401k. There's, I would say, at least 10 types of different plans that you can have if you're self-employed. And, you know, each person has a different circumstance.
Our listeners, a lot of them are small business people. If they're interested in contacting you, how would they do that, Andy?
Again, you can call me at the Dade County number, which is 305-587-2286, or in Broward I can be reached at 954-603-5448, or even my cell phone. That's 305-725-2359.
Now, we're getting close to the end of our time for today. Is there any advice that you'd like to give as we begin 2012?
I think the thing that I always tell people is people spend more time planning their vacation than they actually do their retirement. And for most people, that's not a good thing, because although you can hire a financial professional, hopefully a certified financial planner, basically, ultimately, it's in your hands what you do. So if you're working with someone and you don't understand what they're doing, ask questions, because it's still your money.
Yeah, I think that the informed person is the best type of client to have, and I think that everybody needs a coach when they're outside their comfort zone. So, Andy, I really want to thank you for coming in today. If you could give out your contact information one more time, I'd really appreciate it. We've got a couple Jets fans that listen to the show, and it takes time for them to write things down.
Sure. In Broward, it's 954-603-5448. In Dade, it's 305-587-2286. Or my cell phone is 305-725-2359, and the website is www.strategicwealthsolutionsinc.com.
Well, Andy Skoradek of Strategic Wealth Solutions, thanks for coming and telling our people in our audience how they can manage their money and do right in 2012. Hopefully, we'll get you back next quarter, and you'll give us some advice for the middle part of the year, maybe pre-tax season.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
Oh, Andy, thanks. Welcome back. Welcome to the show. We'll be right back after this short message with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment.
Get back. I'm a project. Keep your hands off of my stack. Don't give me that do-good-good bullshit. I'm in a high-fidelity first-class traveling section. I think I need a lift, yes.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Make sure you join me at the end of the month, January 30th and 31, at the Westin Diplomat Golf Resort and Spa in Hollandale, Florida. I'll be attending IMN's second annual Florida Bank and Financial Institution Special Asset Executive Conference on Real Estate Workouts. If you'd like to attend and join a bunch of asset managers, lenders, investors, and other people involved in that part of the business, make sure that you hit IMN's website or that you give them a call. You can reach them at either, 212-901-0536 and ask for Steve, or you can go to their website. Their website is actually something I'm having trouble laying my hands on right now. Oh, boy, Matt, it's just one of those days. But in any event, you can go and give them a call at 212-224-3428. And make sure you register. Early bird registration is passed, but you can still attend. It's going to be an absolutely great event. I've been there. I'm going again. It's something that you'll make sure that you attend, and I will look for you at the event, the IMN event.
This is Hugo Perez of DataCorp. In today's fast-paced business climate, a business executive like you needs help keeping up with technology innovations that can help drive profits. DataCorp is the IT partner that you're looking for. DataCorp has been recognized as the number one ranked small business in South Florida. Our 10 years of service excellence integrating server systems got us to the top. Let us help you get to number one in your field. Make DataCorp your IT trusted advisor. Call me, Hugo Perez, at 954-671-5650. Again, that is 954-671-5650, or visit our website, www.data-corporation.com. And remember, DataCorp is powered by partnerships and driven by service.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with the Blue Cross and Blue Shield segment. We've got Penny Schaefer, Market President of Blue Cross and Blue Shield, with us today, as always. Penny, how you doing today?
Fantastic, thanks.
Oh, great. Now, earlier in today's show, we had a couple of emails, so I hope you don't mind before we go to some of your remarks if we talk to some of our listeners.
No, happy to.
Okay, great. Paul in Brickell says, I just quit my job. Time to take risk and get my own firm started. I'm on Cobra. What should I do about insurance for me, and how will health care reform impact my business as I hire people? Kind of a two-parter there.
That's a great question, though. Well, first of all, we always encourage people to remain covered. So even though you're on Cobra today and you're interested in looking at other alternatives, keep your Cobra coverage until you've made your evaluation and you've made your selections. Because individual insurance will certainly be available, but finding the right plan, get that in place and get that organized in conjunction with your Cobra. Don't stop Cobra until you've got something else on the docket.
Yeah, it's never a good idea to be uninsured because you never know what's coming.
Don't go uncovered.
Okay. Let's see, Sarah from Pinecrest. Sarah from Pinecrest, I drove by the Blue Cross and Blue Shield store at the Falls. What do they do there? Is it a regular office? Can I just sit and talk to somebody there without any pressure?
You know, she might practically could have written our commercial, I think, with those good questions, because the answer is really yes to many of them.
Okay.
The point of the Florida Blues Centers is really to provide a face-to-face opportunity for folks to learn. Yes, it is absolutely true that you can go in there and purchase a product, but really the importance of that location is learning how to live well, spend well, and shop well. You can go in and talk about lifestyle choices. You can get health risk assessments, full biometric screenings, so you really understand your health condition, and then get some good advice from a medical professional on things that you can do to change your lifestyle. If you already have benefits, you can go in and find out how best to utilize those benefits, to maximize those benefits, and really use your health dollars wisely.
You know, that sounds like such a great idea. I've been to the store as well, and I found everybody to be very inviting. It's a very positive environment, and it allows you the chance to talk to a person face-to-face, engage what they're saying, rather than calling into a call center. I just think it's a terrific thing to do.
Well, the thing that sets it apart, as well as being a face-to-face location, is you can go in there, member or not.
Really?
The only limitation that you have if you're not a member is that I don't have access to your actual insurance information to help you. But no matter what your situation is, member or not, there are educational opportunities there. There are individuals who want to talk to you about how you live well, spend well, and choose well.
I think we're coming up with the three-legged approach there. I've got one more question that came in this week for you. Sarah from Kendall asks, can you ask the BCBSF person what she thinks the biggest issue facing the American healthcare system is, and what is Blue Cross Blue Shield doing to address that issue?
Sure. Well, actually, when you talk about a three-legged stool, here we go again.
Okay.
Because it's really about three things in this country. It's about access, quality, and cost. Our current healthcare reform law really addresses the access issue. But today, 17% of the GDP is on health cost. If you add 35 million new people to the system using it the same way that all the rest of us do today and living the same lifestyles that we all do today, that 17% could grow to 20 to 22% of the GDP.
Wow.
So you really have to look at all three legs of that stool. So we've got the access piece moving forward from the law.
Okay.
We've got to look at cost and quality as well. And that's where that shop well, choose well comes into play. What are we doing with our own lifestyle that we could change the quality curve? If you look at most of the major illnesses, heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, and some forms of cancer, are lifestyle related.
Sure.
So getting our lifestyles in check is going to make a big difference on that quality and cost aspect. And then using the tools that both the state of Florida and specifically in the case of Blue Cross members, some of the Blue Cross tools to compare costs before you buy, know before you go, if you will.
Sure.
Makes a big difference in the cost. Have you already had an MRI? Do you have to have a second one? Did you go to the right setting to get that MRI, or did you just go to the first one on the corner of the block? We actually have a block in Tampa that at one end of the block, an MRI is $5,000, and at the other end of the block, it's $500. Same equipment, same qualified person reading the scan. It's the setting that made the difference.
So how does somebody do comparative shopping for health care services?
Well, you can visit a Florida Blue Center if you want.
Okay.
You can go into the website and look at Care Compare, or you can pick up the phone. We have an 800 number you can call to find out the cost comparisons on up to 100 procedures.
Wow, that's just absolutely amazing that there can be that variability. And just somebody from the street, you just go there. Does somebody have to go where their doctor sends them, or can they go where they're covered by their program and it doesn't have to be where their doctor sends them?
They actually ought to ask the question, where do I need to go? And the only person who can tell you what your benefits and your coverages is your insurance company.
Wow, that's just amazing. Now let's go through some of the other questions that I've kind of drummed up on my own, if you will, with the help of just my own personal experience. Now, we know that the Supreme Court is going to be taking up health care reform in the spring. What's the update on health care reform vis-a-vis what's going on in our court systems?
Sure, of course. Well, the law took effect, and many of the regulations in that law have already taken effect. So we've seen some impacts already. The biggest effect of the law really comes about in 2014, which is when the individual and the employer mandate go into effect. That means that everyone has to have health coverage. either through your employer or you have to buy it individually.
Okay.
The challenge in the Supreme Court is really about whether or not the federal government can force someone to buy a product. Because essentially that's what we're talking about here.
Sure.
And so that's why the Supreme Court is going to hear the case. Now, this law, like any other, if you'll call it a contract, there are some provisions in the law that balance off the backs of other provisions in the law. And so if the Supreme Court simply strikes a provision in the law, it could have an impact on some of the other provisions, and the Congressional Budget Office would have to go back and look at it all.
Okay, I've got the big three fingers from the other side of the table, so we've only got a few minutes left. I think we better run down our list of ideas we wanted to get to today. Now, it was something that one of our earlier emailers touched on before. He was starting his small business and talking about providing health care insurance for his employees. It seems to be getting harder to do that and harder to make it affordable. Is there something that Blue Cross Blue Shield offers that can help that person out?
Sure. We offer programs that are fully insured, blue options kinds of programs, some of the rich plans that many home and business owners are looking for. But we also offer some very comprehensive, both HMO plans as well as a specific program here in Miami-Dade County called Miami-Dade Blue that's designed for small businesses to help them get affordable but comprehensive care. Tends to have a slightly more restricted network of places that you can go to get your service, okay. But they're all accredited. They're all qualified locations, and it is comprehensive care.
Now, Penny, before we go any further, where can somebody go to find out more information about Blue Cross and Blue Shield?
Well, there's a www for everybody, and ours is www.bcbsfl.com. Just like the initials of the company, www.bcbsfl.com.
Well, that's terrific, and I guess they can also go down to the falls to the store there. Don't you have another one out in Doral?
We have one up at Sawgrass Mills,
okay.
And coming soon to Boynton Beach.
Okay, great. Okay, so there's a lot of stores you can go to, get the personal hands-on attention from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We've probably got about a minute and a half left, so let's try to get to one more question. Tell us a little bit about the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Foundation. What do they do?
Well, the foundation is really designed to help our community with issues related to health for the underinsured and the underserved, providing support over the last 10 years across all philanthropic affiliates across the state. So it's an incredible organization, and I'd love to talk to you about it more at another session.
Oh, boy, it does sound like a topic that would lend itself for another session. Maybe we can get to that next week. In fact, maybe we'll start off next week with that one. But I want to thank, as always, Penny Schaefer. She's the market president for Blue Cross and Blue Shield here down in South Florida. We are in the Blue Cross and Blue Shield health and wellness segment. And I want to thank, as always, Penny Schaefer for joining us today. Penny will be on a regular basis here to answer your questions about Blue Cross and Blue Shield, so make sure you email those to jim@freedonbusiness.com. Again, thank you so much, Penny Schaefer. We'll see you again next time.
Okay, I'm going to try to reprieve myself now and do a better live read than I did in that last segment, which was really tough, and I apologize to IMN. But join me at the NAIOP South Florida chapter meeting. It's going to be all about the economic outlook for 2012. And join me on January 25th. It starts at 7:30 a.m. Members $35, non-members $55. We'll be meeting at the Sheraton Suites at 555 West Northwest Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale. We'll have Dean Snaith from the University of Central Florida, Mark Vittner, Managing Director and Senior Economist for Wells Fargo, and U.S. Senator George Lemieux. Darcy Lunsford will be moderating it. RSVP to 954-990-5116 or go to www.naiopsfl.org.
At Estrella Marketing Solutions, their dedicated and highly skilled professionals are committed to the success of each and every valued client. With decades of combined experience in marketing, internet technologies, database management, as well as art and design, the Estrella team is more than equal to the task at hand, helping companies make the most effective use of their marketing budget while providing the expertise and support required to consistently achieve superior results. Estrella backs their people up with cutting-edge technology, superior customer support systems, and all the tools they need to ensure the best possible result with every campaign Estrella develops, manages, and tracks. They are helping Jim Fried build his business. Let them help you build yours. So join companies like Kraft, Motorola, TiVo, Best Western, Dish Network, National Geographic, AT&T, and Microsoft, and become a member of the Estrella team. Call Adam at 561-274-4443. Or look Estrella up on their website at www.estrellams.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody. We've got more of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Health and Wellness segment brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida in the pursuit of health. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. Dr. Victor Franks, please help me save my show. What do we got on tap for today?
We got what could be considered a controversial show here, Jim.
We always have a controversial show with you.
Well, this one is meat is good for you. How about that?
I love it. Meat is good for you, isn't it?
Well, first apologies all you vegetarians out there. And I was vegetarian for 6 years when I was in my early 20s. It didn't do me any good. And especially if you have a type O blood type, which is 80% of the world, you have no business being a vegetarian. Some people with A, B negative and all that, some of those, it works better for them. But for type O, forget it. But not all meat is good meat. It needs to be raised properly.
Well, wait a minute now. I heard somebody talking to me about products that are made from cows that graze on grass only, that doesn't have pesticides, blah, 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 blah. And then they tried to get me involved in this, like, multi-level marketing thing. What are you trying to do here?
I'm not trying to get you involved in any of it. Believe me, I've checked out the multi-level marketing over the years, and it's... They usually have good products, but they're by design, they're overpriced because too many people need a slice of the pie, so they just get very expensive.
Okay, well, going back to what we were talking about, give me some red meat, Victor.
Exactly. Not only beef, but lamb and buffalo without antibiotics and without hormones. And like you said, grass-fed. It's got to be grass-fed.
Wait, buffalo? You mean like bison?
Exactly.
Wow.
Don't get me in my bison jokes, but but the thing is, if they're grass fed, fine. But when they take them to feedlots and they say finish them off with grains, they fatten them up in the last month or two of their life, and that's when it becomes a lot fattier. It doesn't need to be that way, but that grain fed meat is because they want to add fat and marbling, which is for tenderness.
No, it's because they need to win the Iowa caucuses.
I try to stay away from politics here, Jim.
Okay. Back to naturopathic medication.
And speaking of, we mentioned buffalo, lamb, beef. What about pigs? A lot of people in Miami love pork, and the reason pigs are fat is because they eat mostly grain.
I guess that's because hogs get slaughtered, right?
Well, they all get slaughtered eventually, but, you know, it's stuff that people don't want to think about when they're eating meat, and that's why I hunt, basically, because people are going to give me grief about that, but that's the best meat you can eat, period. So befriend a hunter, rather. You don't have to go out and get it yourself.
Wait, do you eat venison and all that good stuff?
Of course.
Oh, you're the best.
I live in Montana. Are you kidding? It's part of the culture.
Well, I know, but I don't call you down from the mountaintop unless it's summertime.
I know. Well, that's why I'm here.
All right.
So the other thing is, here's the perfect analogy. If grains, which are pigs' favorite food, and that's what they mostly eat, corn and grains, it makes a pig's fat. What's it do for people? We're mammals, too. Same thing. It makes us fat. So meat is not what makes people fat. It's carbohydrates and grains. Sorry, everybody. And most vegetarians out there, that's all they eat is carbos, just about.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know that I'm trying to get back and lose another 10 pounds, which I put on after
I stopped following your directions while you were gone.
Exactly.
I'm a bad
and
boy.
And I warned you.
I'm a bad boy.
But just think, meat, the meat, i.e., you know, cows, everything else, they eat vegetarian, and we're what they're doing, they're taking vegetarian diet and concentrating it for our benefit. So it's basically we're getting concentrated nutrition of all the grass and all the, you know, vegetarian type things they're eating, but they concentrate it in their body, and that's their gift to us. So,
well, that's great.
They are here on the planet.
I appreciate
for us.
Their gift to us, and they're here for us, and I'm sure that we'll get an email from PETA right after the show is over.
And another, just think about the amount of time that mankind has been on this planet. That's, you know, sort of another controversial thing, anywhere from millions of years to 3,000 years. So, you know, it's a big discrepancy there. But if you go with the millions of years, all they've done is this caveman diet, which people have heard about. They ate meat, and they ate berries and grubs and roots and not much else. And they seem to do okay on it, and even a lot of native cultures to this day. So the problem is it's not eating the meat so much. It's the digestion is a problem.
Okay.
And you know as well as anybody, because I harp on digestion all the time, is, you know, let's face it, cows have four stomachs, so sure they can eat grass. They have four stomachs to grind it up. We don't have that. So the things you need to do is take protein digesting enzymes before every meal, especially if it's got meat in it. Don't be sucking down a half a gallon of iced tea with your meal. Have very little liquid when you eat. Chew longer, of all things, instead of wolfing it down. And the last thing, as I mentioned last week, don't eat starch with it, which is a really hard thing to do.
I'm telling you, Victor.
It's really hard.
I see your face every time I have a sandwich. It just drives me crazy.
Oh, great.
But what is the enzymes that people should be eating before they have protein? Because you said they should do it, but you didn't tell them what they should have.
Well, my favorite is made by Standard Process. It's called Zypan. But, you can go to a health food store and get any kind of good protein digesting enzymes. And they have ones that are just for protein. They have full spectrum ones as well. But the thing is, with the starch, most people don't understand what happens. My favorite analogy is back in, you know, when I used to work on my own car, you had a battery that was full of corrosion, and you took a little bit of baking soda, made a paste, you put it on there, you poured water on it, and all that sulfuric acid, which caused all that corrosion, just disappeared in front of your eyes. And it's like, wow, look at that. It's a miracle. And it neutralized it. Well, that's what happens when you eat meat and starch together. You need a high pH base enzyme to digest starch and a low pH acid to grind through all that meat. And so you put acid and base together.
You get neutral.
Yeah, it's pure, simple 101 chemistry. It's base and acid. And next thing you know, go, boy, that really stuck to my ribs. Well, that's exactly what it's doing. It's sitting there, a lump in your stomach and getting partially digested, which causes all manner of other problems on down the line.
Well, that's why I take the digestive enzymes that you prescribed, and that's why I use Standard Process. Now, Juan was asking what makes Standard Process so good, because he heard that taking multivitamins is worthless. Give Juan 1 minute, Victor.
Juan a minute. Juan gives us more than a minute. So, first of all, Standard Process is made from real food. They have their own farms. They do it from beginning to the end. And these nutrients, which are, they're really food, they're dehydrated at room temperature, they're concentrated, and you take these pills that are really food, where, as opposed to synthetic vitamins from a laboratory, which really, all the research that I've done, it actually not only is it not good for you, it actually contributes to, quote, all-cause mortality. So take that to the bank.
Well, Victor, if somebody wants to contact you, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
My phone number is 786-404-1661 or www.askdrfranks.com.
Hey, Victor Franks, as always, keeping us always healthy here on the show. Thanks again, Dr. Victor Franks, keeping us healthy with the PhD in naturopathic medicine. We'll be right back after this short break with Javier Morales, president of Associates in Business, talking website.
I was in need of a healthcare coverage connoisseur, someone to help me make sense of all the different plans and possibilities out there. How much coverage does my family really need? And what will it cost? I wasn't even sure where to start. I guess you could say I needed a straight talking, pay less, get more, help me find affordable health care coverage advisor. I found it at the Florida Blue Center across from the Fall Shopping Center. They had a salesperson on staff who walked me through all my different options and who really listened to what I needed. He showed me that healthcare coverage really can be affordable. Visit the Florida Blue Center today and find everything you need inside. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 1-877-FL-BLUE-0 or visit floridablue.com to learn more. Now the Florida Blue Center is my all the answers I need in one place place.
The Florida Blue Center is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Florida Blue, in the pursuit of health.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. Need commercial real estate financing? How about some equity to get your project capitalized? I can help. Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Apartments, retail, hotel, office, and healthcare. We can help you get capitalized. Need to restructure your capital stack? Call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with our final segment in Fried on Business today. We've got Javier Morales talking about our social media, our website. He's the president and CEO of Associates in Business. Welcome back to the show, Javi.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
Oh, boy, was that loud in my head.
You said get close to the mic.
Oh, boy, did you ever, man. Now, what do we got going on today? What are we talking about?
Well, I kind of wanted to switch things up. First of all, I wanted to say thank you very much. I mean, we last week got a couple of calls of listeners wanted to get more information on social media, which is the purpose of us being here. I mean, again, I think it's exciting what we're doing for you, but at the end of the day, you know, we're all here for one thing, and that's to promote our businesses. So
ROI.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Javi. Congratulations. That's terrific. Now, what have you got for us today?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to touch on, and unfortunately, Alex is not here today.
Alex, we miss you. I'm sure you're listening in your car going and doing something for your wife.
In the car. I think he's behind the computer, you know, pounding away.
Okay.
One of the things that we're working on right now is finalizing the social internet program for you. So in the next week, you're going to start getting some emails from Alex, and you're going to need to start putting together some nice little articles.
Finally, because, I mean, I do need Alex, if he's listening, to start marshaling my attention, because I know it's there, but unless somebody kicks me in the you-know-where, I don't get done.
Right, and I think one of the important things for people to understand is that, you know, when you put together these strategies, it takes time. You want to do it right. You got to do some research, and that's what we're doing, researching what's going to work, how we're going to go about it, and then test it, and then fix it as we go along until we get it where we need to get it.
Oh, this is just great stuff. I love this guy. He's just absolutely amazing. So we've been getting over 20,000 hits on our website. Probably in the last 10 months, we've had close to, 10 weeks, close to 25,000, I think it was.
Yeah, and I think last time we were together, we were kind of talking about the broad base that it's going out to. I mean, the large base that it's going out to. I think you were getting calls from people that are out of the state.
Yeah, we get calls from all over the country.
Yeah, the one thing that a website does, it takes you international. So
it's
you just
really
never
cool.
know who's listening. I mean, my kids are listening to you right now. Again, we've talked about that before. They downloaded that application TuneIn on their iPhones. And they listen to it from their to listen to Dad on the radio.
Hey, we're so glad that you guys are liking listening to your dad on the radio. And I think we should come up with some business-oriented type topics for young people that can talk about social media to them, too, and expand our audience. What do you think about that?
Yeah, actually, my son and I have been talking about putting together a social scholastic program. And what that's going to really be focused about is, you know, what kids are doing out on social media and understanding how this impacts their future, their lives, and for parents to get involved. You know, too many times I hear parents saying, you know what, I don't have time for social media. Well, you know what, your kids are on there, and it's important that you know what they're doing. And that's what we do with our kids. I mean, I'm friends with their friends and friends' parents all on Facebook, and it's our community to share what's going on.
Wow, that's really good. We should do a show just about how parents should deal with social media and their kids. I'm writing that down. We're going to do that sometime real soon. Alex, write that down.
You know, one thing that I did want to also talk about today was, you know, yesterday we had this interesting meeting with a young business person who's just now starting to get into business.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's a lot of tools that are out there for people to get started. I mean, Google offers Google Docs. Google Docs. I don't know if you're familiar with Google Docs.
Yeah, I've toyed with it, but I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was this guy's, he's growing. He has a couple of different salespeople out there, and he wants to kind of understand their schedules. One of the things you could do with Google Documents, you can actually create a schedule, and everybody can share that schedule and see what's going on. Share files. You can share spreadsheets. I mean, you name it, you could do it using Google Docs.
Now, hold it, because I saw an ad for the new, I guess it's got to be the Nokia Windows phone, and I saw the guy doing a contemporaneous updated shopping list, and I guess that's what you're talking about.
It's being able to share that content real time with other people that you share it with.
It sounds really cool, and I was thinking, I got a Google phone, I can do this.
Yeah, no, and at the end of the day, when you're a small business, you're starting off, you're low on funds. I mean, there's a lot of applications out there that help your business that are very expensive, but with a little bit of research, I mean, there's things out there that are for free that can help you get started until you reach that platform where you can afford to get some of these bigger applications.
Well, we're going to have to talk about some of those free applications, too.
You got it.
All right, now, what do we have coming up? You know, we've got the 150th show coming up. Got Social Media 305, Johnny Irish with us today, riding shotgun back there. And what do you think we can do for outreach on that, Javi?
I think one of the things that you mentioned early on, I think we got some new advertisers. They're going to be coming on board. We're going to be doing some stuff with that. We're going to be doing some Facebook stuff. We'll work with John, of course, to get the tweets out there and get people active and get them involved. But
John,
I think,
Mahoney, it ain't just Johnny Irish. There you go.
But the idea, again, is to spread the word. Again, we'll just start doing a big push for it and, you know, get the word out.
It sounds really exciting. We do have a lot of exciting things planned. Johnny and I are working with a couple of sponsors that would be unique for that show. It really is some really exciting stuff. I do hope that people will tune in. Javier, what is your contact information? We've only got a minute left in the show, and I want to make sure we've got that out there.
Okay, number is 954-828-0614, or you can visit us at our website, www.associatesinbusiness.com.
Thank you so much, Javi, and Associates in Business. I want to thank DataCorp. Of course, I want to thank Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, the NFL alumni, PDC Technologies, Estrella Marketing. I want to thank John Mahoney for coming in as a special guest today and auditing the show. I want to thank Andy, how do I say your last name?
Skoradic.
Andy Skoradic. I knew I would mess up at least once, Andy. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. You link in with us. You go friend us on our Facebook page. And remember that the person that wants to find a way does so. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. Drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money and it may sound funny.